The Private and Public Lincoln, written by Orville Victor, narrated by Jeffrey Giuliano and the Scythe.
Peach and Love Records.
Historical events and the people who shaped them are a seminal part of the content of Icon audiobooks. For as they say, those who forget the past are condemned to repeat it. We therefore find it imperative to reach back into antiquity to examine the events which have shaped our complex and ever-changing world. Here at Icon, you will come to understand the stories behind the crafting of our collective history. Stories of real people, both famous and unknown, and the triumphs and tragedies they endured, which went on to so greatly impact the lives of everyday people everywhere, then as now. We seek to understand, therefore, both the world today and the promise of tomorrow. Welcome, then, to Icon Audio Art's unique look at that which went before. And welcome, too, to your own individual part in that eventful history. Abraham Lincoln was born February 12th, 1809. He was an American lawyer and statesman who served as the 16th President of the United States. Lincoln was born into poverty in a log cabin and was raised on the frontier primarily in Indiana. He was self-educated and became a lawyer, Whig Party leader, Illinois state legislator, and U.S. Congressman from Illinois. In 1849, he returned to his law practice, but became vexed by the opening of additional lands to slavery as a result of the Kansas-Nebraska Act. He re-entered politics in 1854, becoming a leader in the New Republican Party, and he reached a national audience in the 1858 debates against Stephen Douglas. Lincoln ran for president in 1860, sweeping the North in victory. Pro-slavery elements in the South equated his success with the North's rejection of their right to practice slavery, and Southern states began seceding from the Union. To secure its independence, the new Confederate states fired on Fort Sumter, a U.S. fort in the South, and Lincoln called up forces to suppress the rebellion and restore the Union. Lincoln, a moderate Republican, had to navigate a contentious array of factions with friends and opponents from both the Democratic and Republican parties. His allies, the War Democrats and the Radical Republicans, demanded harsh treatment of the Southern Confederates. Anti-war Democrats, called Copperheads, despised Lincoln, and irreconcilable pro-Confederate elements plotted his assassination. He managed the factions by exploiting their mutual enmity, carefully distributing political patronage, and by appealing to the American people. His Gettysburg Address appealed to the nationalistic, republican, egalitarian, libertarian, and democratic sentiments. Lincoln scrutinized the strategy and tactics in the war effort, including the selection of generals and a naval blockade of the South's trade. He cleverly suspended habeas corpus in Maryland, and he averted British intervention by defusing the Trent Affair. He engineered an end to slavery with his Emancipation Proclamation, including his order that the Army and Navy liberate, protect, and recruit.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?